T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looked to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Keith McPherson on the Fan inside 12 o'clock. It is now Friday, August 12th. This week flew by. This is my last show. Tomorrow I will be driving up to Connecticut, so I won't be able to do the post game after the post game. C-Mac will be filling in, talking about the Yanks, Red Sox, Phillies, Mets tomorrow night. I'll be driving up to Connecticut early Saturday morning to play in Bernie Williams' celebrity softball game. Don't ask me while I'm in it. I feel a little bit of imposter syndrome, but I'm pumped to go. I'm going to get to meet Bernie and Mariano and a bunch of other guys, so I can't wait. So I got to get my sleep the way it was set up. I would have probably went to sleep like 3, 4 in the morning, then have to wake up at 8, hit the road by 9, and then I would have malfunctioned during the day. I'm no softball player. I'm not in any softball leagues. I don't consider myself a baseball player either. I consider myself an athlete. I'm a former Division I football player, but baseball to me is the hardest sport to play. Hopefully I don't embarrass myself, but I'll be good as long as I get my sleep. So WFAN was able to figure out how to move some schedule stuff around. So this is my last show of the week. I touched on a few things in the open, and earlier Thursday, the Battle of the Badges happened. I don't know if anyone caught that. Call me up if you were there at Citi Field or you saw anything from the FDNY versus NYPD game. I'm sure that was cool, getting to play on the Mets field. Former baseball players that are, you know, FDNY and NYPD guys getting to step on, Citi Field grounds and have it out. And, that's where we're at, man. So call me up, 877-337-6666. Today was a good day. Yesterday was a good day. I know it's Friday now, but Joe and Evan were back together. I was waiting for them to hit the music. I might have missed it if they even played it, but I was sure that they were going to come in with the Joe and Evan song today, and they played the Carton and Roberts song. I understand it's still Carton and Roberts with Joe filling in. But, man, they turned back the clock a little bit for me. It took me back to, listening to them in my car. I've told it 100 times how I used to drive Lyft and Uber in the afternoons and listen to them. And I was waiting to hear the song. That's such an iconic song. But I don't know. Maybe they never played it, or maybe they just didn't want to do that to, offend Craig or step on toes. And I thought Joe crushed it. He's still the same. Sounds the same. Still hilarious. His takes are hilarious. The way that he talks about his favorite teams, the way he talks about the Jets, the way he talks about DeGrom. I'm glad that Joe is back, and he'll be doing some Saturdays. And I think today he's on again with Evan. And those two, you can just tell when people have rapport, reps, timing, experience together. Those two have done I don't know how many shows, and they didn't miss a beat. They didn't skip a beat. They were right back at it. That's why I said it was like a time travel machine. I felt like I was in, you know, 2017, 2016 or something. Anywho, I did not mention Dwayne Brown. Dwayne Brown is a Jet. Obviously, the talk earlier in the week was about Mekhi Becton. And unfortunately, his season is over. But the Jets go out there and they sign a two-year, $22 million contract with, I think, 36-year-old Dwayne Brown, a veteran that should be able to come in and get the job done for the Jets that have a lot of talent. So, one, Jets Drive has been in production for a few years now. I think someone on Twitter just said that it started in 2018. Shout out to Ryan Johnson on Twitter who said it started in 2018. I'm like, yeah, but the premiere that I saw today, I think they just stepped the quality up. Like, the first episode, it's Hard Knocks. It's the Jets' own version of Hard Knocks. The first episode, they start with Zach Wilson. All the focus is on him in year two. I've got confidence in that kid. He's got just a certain kind of swag about him and natural skills. And the way he finished last year after being hurt, having to sit down, having to watch some things. Like, I was at that first game where I think his first three attempts were interceptions. Like, you can't make that up. All those Jets fans, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. And then by the time he threw the third pick, everybody was trying to get a Lyft, Uber, hit the parking lot, and get out of there. The tailgate was legendary for week one last year, but I think this Jets team is a lot different. There's a lot more talent. There's a lot of different guys. As I'm watching one Jets drive, I'm like, oh, yeah, forgot they have Uzama and Conklin now, those two tight ends. They usually don't have tight ends. Okay. And they're saying Mims is not even going to get a shot. And when you look at their receivers, Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios, Garrett Wilson, Corey Davis. It's like, wait, they have a good group of receivers already. And then I'm looking at the defensive side of the ball, watching one Jets drive, and I forgot. I'm like, oh, Quan Alexander's on this team. With C.J. Mosley, they might be cooking this year. And I know they're trying to keep Sauce Humble, the rookie, but you draft a corner in the top five picks, you expect that rookie to play. I read online that they're calling him a mod. He's not going to be called Sauce until he earns his stripes in the NFL. But the Jets have some talent, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. I was excited just watching one Jets drive, all gas, no brakes, watching Robert Saleh speak to the team. I think he's a good coach, man. He doesn't even curse. He could have said the F word, and he said effing instead of actually cursing. Now, that's a huge contrast to Campbell over there in Detroit watching Hard Knocks with the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell is cursing up a storm. He's just a rough around the edges kind of guy, but also a good football coach. I don't know what the Lions are going to have, but I could watch those type of behind-the-scenes NFL training camp documentaries forever. I don't care if it's Hard Knocks from 10 years ago or this year or last year or if it's one Jets drive. I just think that's like so interesting, especially being a football player growing up and then like getting to college, and college training camp has the similar vibe as the NFL. High school is not the same. College, you have the same things. You have a big meeting room where everyone meets the first day, and you have film sessions, and you have two-a-days, and you have dorms and, you know, places you sleep during training camp that's not your regular spot that you're at. So I could watch that type of stuff all day. I'm so happy that we're in August already, and we have NFL football. We had two games on today. We have, you know, the night off from Mets and Yankees, but we get the Field of Dreams game. And before you know it, there's going to be hockey and basketball as well. And I can't wait. It's my favorite time of year. If you've listened to me, if you heard me talk at all yesterday, like, I'm pumped for it. And I'm pumped for October, but I need the Yankees to get right. And I saw a young man that is down in the minor leagues getting all the way right, but I'm not surprised. We got to talk about Clark Schmidt. Yankees fans, call me up if you saw anything about young Clark. He's down there to get stretched out and potentially be a starter. He threw six perfect innings tonight, 11 strikeouts. He had 78 pitches. I was just looking at, you know, people tweeting 10 strikeouts or 8 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts. 18 up, 18 down. And then watching the clips, man, he had all his pitches going. He's dominating boys down there. Like, he belongs with the big team. He's close. Not sure when it'll be. And I like that he wears that number 8 down there, swagging. 8's my favorite number. That's the number I wore. Shout out to Clark Schmidt. On and off day, giving Yankees fans something to smile about, some kind of hope. And then with the with Keith Hernandez, I think I heard BT say, like, hey, I hope, you know, Keith Hernandez didn't give them any bulletin board material, or didn't fire the Phillies up. I think it's just all in good fun. I think it's social media, right? I think that's where this really traveled. You know, I know the Phillies fans weren't watching the Mets broadcast, but there was one tweet that, you know, kind of quoted what Keith Hernandez said about not doing Phillies games and them not being able to field the ball and whatever. They kind of took some shots back at him. I think I read somewhere they said he's been hit with too many loogies. Now, I have no idea about his, like, Seinfeld cameo or what went on there. Maybe you'd call me up and fill me in, but I didn't get that joke. Either way, it's setting up for this matchup with the Phillies, who are trying to just get into the postseason as a wild card team. They're not going to win the NL East, but they have to win games to try and get into the postseason. And they're a different team. I think I heard somewhere that they're 40-18 since firing Joe Girardi. So they have a different direction, a different manager, and they've got to be looking to make the postseason because they have a high payroll and they went for it at the deadline. They went for it getting David Robertson, getting Noah Syndergaard. Like, they're trying actively to get to the postseason. I don't know when Bryce Harper's coming back. I don't think he'll be back this series. Maybe next series when they go down to Philly, but all eyes on that. It's rivalry weekend for both New York teams. New York versus Boston, New York versus Philly, and I'm excited for that. And then Monday when I'm back, I'm sure we'll talk about what happened this weekend. Both series are important. I think the Mets need to continue this homestand. They just swept the Reds. I think they have the opportunity to potentially sweep the Phillies too, but the Phillies are going to battle. And like I said, the Yankees, man, the Yankees need to right the ship. Go in there and beat your rivals. They are bottom feeders this year. They are down and out. So go in there and take all three games before you come back to New York for your only homestand in August, which is vital, crucial, that the Yankees get wins. All right, let's open up the phones, 877-337-6666. Let's see what you guys want to talk about on the Fan. Ken is in Union. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Hey, I had a different point, too, but I went to see the Patches game. They used to do it, I'm sure they still do. They did a hockey at MSG. And let me tell you, these guys put on a show. It's not like like amateur league. Like, they really can play these games.
Yeah, from what we were told, these were guys that played high school, college, and minor league ball. So they were out there, I'm sure, really swinging it and throwing it. Tell us more. Like, who won?
This was years ago, and I think the.
Oh, I thought you went to the one tonight.
No. I was just trying to point out that, it's worth going to see these guys. You know, they fill a stadium. It's really worth watching, for sure.
Yeah, I got to look on social media and see if I can find any videos from Battle of the Badges. We were promoting it all week. I got to look for that. But, yeah, what else you got?
What I wanted to ask you is, I'm a Bronco fan, and I feel like, you know, as great as it was to get Russell Wilson, I feel like this is maybe his kind of end of days. Can it work with him? You know, like, I feel like he's had his run and he's probably at the end now. We're kind of getting, a decent leftover bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's better than Drew Locke. He's better than Paxton Lynch. He's better than, you know, you go down the line of Teddy Bridgewater. He's better. He's, you know, Russell Wilson is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He's a big brand. And with the receivers that they have over there, and more importantly, with the two running backs the Broncos have over there, Russell's not going to mess it up. Russell's going to go in there. He's going to make sure he gets the ball into people's hands. I think he's at the end of his career year. He might have lost a step. He might not be as elusive as he was, right? Like, make a miss. But I think he's going to throw the ball and get it into the hands of the playmakers, and he'll be a stable quarterback for the next couple years for the Broncos. They actually faced my Cowboys in a little practice session from what I saw today, and then Saturday they'll face the Cowboys in an actual preseason game.
I look forward to seeing that. it's just too little, too late. I feel like, you know what I mean. Like, give me him 3 years ago when it would have mattered, and now you're a bottom dog in that.
I don't know. Let me spin it for you like this, right? The last quarterback that you had that won a Super Bowl for you was Peyton Manning. You brought him in, and everyone thought he was done, and the way he was throwing the ball, his arm was shot. He was cooked. He was done, but it was enough to win because of the defense. Russ is better than Peyton Manning right now. Like, Russ can throw the ball still. He can run still. And we're in this era of the, like, mercenary quarterback, right? Tom Brady comes to the Bucs. The Bucs are able to go win the Super Bowl. Matt Stafford comes to the Rams. The Rams are able to go win the Super Bowl. So maybe Russell Wilson comes to the Broncos, and the Broncos are able to win the Super Bowl.
I like that spin, Keith. Thank you for that. It gives me a little bit of optimism, you know?
Sure. This is time to be optimistic. It's preseason.
I feel it. Thank you for that.
Thanks for the call, Ken. I don't know. In the NFL, this is like, don't read into preseason at all, but this is the time to be optimistic about your teams, right? All the teams will get on the field next week. Next week, I'm going to start really coming through with my takes. I've got takes for all 32 NFL teams. I've got questions for all 32 NFL teams. I love football, and football is a sport that I think you can follow the whole league easiest, right? Between fantasy, between gambling, between the fact that they all really just all play on Sunday, so you can sit down and watch Red Zone and look at, you know, NFL app and keep up with scores and stats and, like, NFL, you can follow. If you're into the football, which I think most people are into football, NFL is king. It's the most popular sport in America. You know what I'm talking about. Baseball, 162 games, 30 teams, different players, different starters, guys on the IL, guys getting called up. It's hard to, you know, go through. Like, I used to, with my friends, say, okay, let's go through and name every team's starting rotation. We can never do it. Like, but you can go through and name every team's starting skill positions. You can go through and name every team's starting quarterback, running back. Give me two receivers and a tight end. For the most part, you can do that in the NFL if you really watch, if you're really a fan like that. John is in the Bronx, New York. You got it, John.
Hey, great to hear you. Okay, so my question is this. I'm a lifelong Mets fan, and it seems like I talked to all of my friends that are Yankees fans. And every time I say, hey, I'm excited about a Mets-Yankees Subway Series possibility, they just don't know what to say. They look at me dumbfounded. Like, you know, I wish I could get a response. You know,
well, right now you can't.
I just think when I'm worthy, you know, like, I don't, you know.
No, right now you can't ask any Yankees fans about any type of World Series anything. Because right now there's a lot of Yankees fans that are packing it up, that are quitting on this team, that are looking at this team like, man, it was a farce.
Hey, bro, I can tell you, us Mets fans, you know, we're not quitting. I think the Mets this year are just not going to be denied. That's what this Mets fan thinks from the
top. I mean, based off of them winning 15 out of their last 16, improving the team at the deadline, rolling like they're rolling, all eyes should be on getting to the Fall Classic for the Mets. And for the Yankees, it is every year. But right now, this stretch of bad baseball for well over a month with the Yankees, if you're asking a Yankees fan how do they feel about the Subway Series, they're not even thinking the Yankees are going to the World Series. They're like, ask me in a month. And with the Subway Series, if as a Yankees fan, is that what you want? I mean, it'd be good for the city, but I said this, I don't want that. Because what do the Yankees stand to gain? Oh, okay, another World Series, yes, 28. Hey, but they've already beat the Mets in the World Series.
Well, you know, We never beat the Yankees. We had 2015. We're almost there, you know. Like, it's like the Dodgers and the Yanks in 56, man. You know, we want it, you know. So
yeah, we want to even the score.
That's all I can say. You know, I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it. Working here at the Fan, being a Yankees fan, being in New York every day, I'd love to see it too. But as a Yankees fan, I honestly rather see Yankees Dodgers and go back to Cali, honestly. Thanks for the call, John. I mean, this question has been floating around since the lockout. What if these teams make it to the World Series? And really, that question heated up as the Yankees had their hot start and as the Mets were playing pretty good, too. And now that the Mets have DeGrom and Scherzer back and these additions from the trade deadline like Vogel back, like Naquin, like Ruff, You're looking at the Mets and how they're dominating, and it's becoming real. It's becoming more realistic. For the Yankees, it's not as realistic right now. Now, I'm not saying the Yankees can't right the ship, figure it out the next 2 months, get hot in October, and make a run to the World Series. They absolutely can. But if you're a Yankees fan right now and a Mets fan's like, hey, what are you thinking about a Subway Series? You're like, bro, what? We just lost 3 series in a row. We're not thinking about a Subway Series. We're thinking about winning any series. We're hoping that they can beat Boston and win this series this weekend before they come back to New York. I said it last night. If they go to Boston and lose this series, and then they come home and they have to face the Tampa Bay Rays, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the New York Mets, all 3 good teams, all teams that are postseason teams right now. And if they're not ready to play baseball, they're going to get booed. Talk about Joey Gallo getting booed. The whole team will get booed. And enough already with Joey Gallo. This is going to go on forever, folks. I woke up this morning, I'm scrolling through Twitter, I'm like, oh, okay. Yankees fans are agitated over Joey Gallo. The guy's off the team. You wanted him gone, and you're still focused on him. He's trolling. So there were 2 clips from Joey Gallo, and I can't play them, but I can basically tell you what went on. Last night, he had a pinch hit, 3-run bomb to put the Dodgers up 8-4. And he had some quotes like, you know, the Dodgers just ripped off 10 wins in a row. The Mets are hot. The Dodgers are hot. I think the Mets are hotter than the Dodgers as far as how well they're playing. The Dodgers had some whatever. But Joey Gallo, right, he said, you know, I thought we were winning a lot in New York, but we're really winning a lot here. Like, he just had this, like, goofy look and grin on his face. Then he talked about not having to shave every day. Like, yeah, you know, I like to have a little bit of a beard. It definitely feels better not having to shave every day. Trolling, you know, getting at the Yankees facial hair policy as if that had anything to do with him sucking. And then he actually said on the field in the postgame, it's been a while. It's been a long time since I heard people cheering for me. The lady asked him, hey, how did it feel to cross home plate and hear the fans chanting your name? And he said, it's been a long time since I heard fans cheering for me. It hasn't been that long. In the Kansas City series where the Yankees put Benintendi out there in left and Joey Gallo in right, I was at that game. I was in Delta behind home plate. And there were multiple sections chanting, Joey Gallo. You never heard me doing that. I was done with Joey Gallo 2 months ago. But there were still some Yankees fans trying to pick this guy up while his replacement was on the field. That's why I don't get it. I'm like, this guy is trolling. In his last appearance as a Yankee, he struck out 3 times in that game. And every time he got up, fans were trying to pick him up, still trying to encourage him. And this guy's a head case. So now he's trolling Yankees fans in the Dodgers media. And of course, Yankee fans are buying right into it. It's what it is. Aiden, out in Roxbury, New Jersey. What's up, bro?
I'm pretty good. It's great to hear. And, about the Yankees slumping, I hope they get better. I'm not liking it right now.
Nobody's enjoying it that roots for the Yankees and expected the Yankees to keep being juggernauts. But I'll say this, it's baseball. Every night I say baseball has a way of leveling itself out. Like, it's just the math of it. You're not going to be that hot and stay that hot. They were due to hit some injuries, adversity.
They were due to hit, I did not see that coming. I truly did not see them coming for them to be started losing. Sorry, I'm just a little busy at the moment.
Say that again?
I'm just a little busy, just driving around.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. I mean, if you're busy, well, like what? He's like, bro, sounded like he had a little bit of whiskey or something too, and he's driving and he's busy and he's calling the fan. Aiden, get to where you gotta go safely, bro. Thanks for the call. Now, there's no need to talk really about the Yankees slump or none of us like it. It's obvious. It's not new. Like, this has been going on for a while now. The Yankees, when you go back and look at it, they haven't played good baseball since like the end of June. And there's no more excuses. There's no more, oh, like, it's turning into last year. I was saying it last night. last year was always about turning the corner. Like, yeah, these guys are going to turn the corner. They have the talent. They're going to start banging. And boy, when they start banging, you wait and see. They're really going to just flip the switch. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. You can't just flip the switch in October. Yes, the Yankees have talent. Yes, the Yankees have time. But they need to have a sense of urgency now. And I would love to see the Yankees come out and be pissed off. Yeah, I'd like to see them have some fun. You got to have fun. It's baseball. It's a kid's game. But I want to see these guys fired up about what they're doing, trying to win, and trying to right this ship. The thing is, you have a lot of time until you don't. So that's what I'm saying. This stretch of bad baseball, it isn't a week. It isn't 2 weeks. It's over a month. It's like 6 weeks. And no one is coming to save the New York Yankees. Yes, Rizzo is back now. Stanton should be back, I guess, sometime during the homestand. Seve is throwing, but 60-day IL, he's not coming back just yet. Zach Britton is working on coming back, but he's not expected back. Harrison Bader, ice up champ. He's got to get his feet right before he can be running in center field. We don't know when he's going to come back. And also ice up, Matt Carpenter, fractured his foot. I don't know if they got him in a walking boot cast or whatever, but I think that's minimum 6 weeks. So the Yankees got to figure it out with the guys that they have. And the biggest guy that's got to figure it out and get these guys going is Aaron Boone. We've seen him motivate these guys before. We've seen him do it. We've seen them right the ship. It can happen. And I think the Red Sox are the perfect team for the Yankees to get right against, right? The rivalry out there in Fenway. Red Sox aren't playing for anything. Go to Fenway and get your mojo back. Get your swag back. Get ready to roll. Artie is in Old Bridge next up on the Fan. What's up, Artie?
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Like the show, man. Somewhat. I heard it. Listen, man. Full disclosure, diehard Mets fan, diehard Yankee hater, but I respect the Yankees. Respect the Yankees of the past. Love baseball, man. So I enjoy your enthusiasm, so on and so forth, right? I remember hearing your first ever show that you did with that 3 hours. I was like, wow, he hates the Mets. But I'm learning to like you, man. Eventually, I might love you.
Okay.
But I love the baseball past.
Thanks.
Right? I had a question for you, and then about your past in sports and kind of like football, baseball question. And then actually a question about, or really more of a statement about Citi Field next year and what they're doing and your thoughts on it. My question was, I know you play football. You're a diehard baseball fan, diehard football fan. And I know you mentioned that you don't really play softball. You're not a baseball, how come, were you not ever interested? And how come, honestly?
I don't know.
I played
baseball until I was about like 12 or 13. And then it just got to a point where,
okay.
I don't know, my mom couldn't afford to have me in every sport, couldn't drive me to everything. I had to kind of choose. And in my town, by the time I was about 12, 13, I was also playing Pop Warner football. I was quarterback every year from 10 to 13. So coming into the high school, varsity head coaches and people's dads are like, you need to focus on football. You're going to be our quarterback. We're going to have a talented team. And then my team ended up winning the state championship my senior year. So I guess they were right. I stopped playing baseball. I ran track in the spring, and I didn't hoop either. I lifted in the winter to try and get bigger. Now I'm like 6'1", 190, but in high school I was like 6 foot, like 155 my freshman year. Baseball for me. Go for it.
I was actually just going to mention similar story, man. I only played 1 year of baseball. Same thing, man. A single mother, and she just couldn't afford it. Plus, she hated baseball, and we came from another country.
Yeah, she's not trying to sit at those games. She's not trying to sit at those practices. A lot. I mean, man.
No, she hated it, and it's expensive, man. So,
yeah,
you
got to have bats and gloves and cleats and a bag for your bats,
yeah,
and
for sure,
you know, all that stuff,
but,
man.
I wanted to ask you about for Citi Field next year, right? So, I don't know if you heard what they're actually doing. So, for center field, they're basically like kind of renaming it North Pole for Polar Bear. So we have right field as Judges City Chambers. And
whoa,
then
whoa,
my question
whoa,
would be,
whoa,
what
whoa,
do we do?
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Oh, man. I just don't know what we're going to do for left field.
left field? I don't know. Because you guys have different guys in left field. It could be McNeil. It could be Canna. It's not like there's one guy that you can say, okay, this is his spot. Now you got, doesn't Naquin play right left field too? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's got to be more of like a staple guy. Like,
right, there's not one guy that you can name it after.
Aaron Jones.
They got that little party area over there. It's already kind of named.
Yeah, you know what? I left that open as well because I figured that you're going to come up with something. It's tough with left field, but I was waiting for something really clever on the, you know, obviously Judge's City Chambers. But, you know, that actually, you know, what are your thoughts on him, man? I was 50-50 with him, you know, then I heard, you know, obviously that interview at the All-Star game.
Sure.
And I thought maybe he just misunderstood the question, but then he kind of followed up with, you know, hopefully they'll still be Judge fans and, you know, and I actually said, you know what, I think he is actually leaving, but also that interview kind of took me away from possibility of him actually coming to the Mets, which to me, you know, I think that would actually shift baseball. I think it would be similar to Babe Ruth, if you really think about it. I'm not even trying to be, you know, facetious about it, but I think that would be that type of, like, seismic shift. Because
The more and more,
you know,
I think about it, bro,
I'm shocked that the Yankees haven't signed him.
We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know this. We know that he wants to test free agency. And if the Yankees don't get him to sign an extension before then there is a chance that they lose out on him. Yankees fans will tell you that there's no way he goes anywhere else. They're not going to let him leave. But Braves fans told you the same thing about Freddie Freeman. It's business, and it's going to come down to offers and deals, and then there are people that are negotiating these offers, agents and front office people, and you don't know exactly how it can go. But I'll say this. A lot is depending on what happens the rest of the way. Is Judge going to break that home run record? I think so. Are the Yankees going to actually get back to the World Series? Who knows? But let's say they do. Let's dream for a second. Let's dream and say that Judge breaks the home run record, the Yankees get back to the World Series, win the World Series, and he plays well, wins MVP. Now, that's a ton of things that you need to go that way, but why would he leave after all of that? He's going to want to stay here and, you know, continue his legacy as a Yankee. But let's say it all blows up, and let's say he does win MVP, AL MVP. He does break the record, but the Yankees are a first-round exit in the ALDS. Why would he want to stay? Why wouldn't he take the biggest bag of money out west and go back home where he's from and play for the Giants? Or maybe it's the Dodgers or the Angels. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it depends so much on what happens this year, in my opinion.
So just one more question, if I can, man. What would you, if you were Cashman, just going into this year or even last year, how would you have handled it? And I mean, would you have,
I wouldn't have handled it like they handled it. Like, honestly, I talk about it a lot. I'll never forget driving to Yankee Stadium on opening day and just being so happy about it. WFAN was live with Tiki and Tierney, and I'm listening to the show. And next thing you know, they have Judge on from the media availability, and they're talking about the extension, and the reporter's like, did you sign? How much was it? Are you going to sign? And I'm like, there's a game in an hour. Why would they do that? They gave him a lowball offer, and then they threw him to the media to say, hey, explain why you didn't take this fortune that we offered you. Because I'm going to bet on myself, and I think I can make even more of a fortune. And if you don't want to pay it, somebody else is going to pay it. Thanks for the call, Artie. 877-337-6666 is the number to dial. Let's keep the conversation going, but first, we got to take a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
You're right back at it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. A little bit after 12:40. Let's continue. No Yankees baseball, no Mets baseball, off days for both of our teams here in the city. But Field of Dreams was on. NFL had two preseason games, Titans, Ravens, Giants, Patriots, and The Captain, Episode 7, was on. And I watched all of it. I tried to get an eye on everything. I watched the Field of Dreams game. I watched a little bit of the Titans. I watched a little bit of Giants and Patriots, and then I also watched The Captain before I headed over. And I don't know. Someone just tweeted me. Shout out to Michael Jason. He says, how quick does Tyrod Taylor start? Over under week 5. I'm going to go with the over on that. There's 17 weeks. If Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback in week 5, that means that the Giants are 0-4 to start. And that means Daniel Jones has played terribly. And I don't think that they're going to put Daniel Jones in a situation to play terribly. He's got to take care of the football. I was saying that the other night. They have weapons around him. Oh, I saw Kenny Golladay drop one, like, bruh, I know it's preseason. But I think he, like, took a step the wrong way. That ball was there. That ball was catchable. He could have scored. Like I said, the offense clearly looks different. It's not Joe Judge. You could tell just the way that they were moving the football, the offense looks different. Tyrod looked good in the offense. He knows the offense. I don't think it's going to be a QB controversy. I think Daniel Jones is a bigger guy, stature-wise by a lot. He's got a bigger arm, and he can run the ball. Tyrod can run too, but like Daniel Jones can get first downs with his legs and surprise people with his legs. I'd like to see what he does. I'm not so quick to talk QB controversy. Like, Tyrod, he started for a little bit, but he's been a backup. Like, think about it. He was a backup to Justin Herbert. And then, unfortunately, that whole surgery thing happened where they, like, left the sponge inside of him and, like, cracked his rib, or I don't even know. Some type of operation went wrong with him. And then Justin Herbert gets the start and wins the job. He's going to be their starter for a long time. Baker Mayfield. They tried to have Tyrod start over Baker Mayfield, and that was Hard Knocks a few years back. And Baker ended up being the guy, and Tyrod is not really a starter in the NFL. He is a serviceable quarterback, a serviceable backup, a better backup than Mike Glennon, a better backup option than I don't know why I'm blanking on. Oh, Jake Fromm, better option than those guys. Like, if Daniel Jones gets hurt, which he has in the past, you would expect Tyrod Taylor to step in and be able to run the offense and distribute the ball well enough where the Giants wouldn't take too much of a step back. But there's so much to be seen. I'll tell you this, and I'll caution you as well. It is a new regime. Unfortunately, the Giants have had to fire their coaches every 2 years. It is what it is. But it's a new regime. You got to give them time. And when I say it's a new regime, it's not just the new head coach. It's a new GM and new head coach. They're changing the culture. They're trying to have the culture shift. Similar to the Mets, right? They have a new GM, new manager. The culture immediately has shifted. It doesn't even remind you of Mets of the past. It's a different type of thing. So the Giants are trying to get there as well. Congrats to Brian Daboll on his first game, first victory. And the Giants still have work to do. And it's preseason. It's the first preseason game. And I thought it was good that those guys played. I thought it was good that they got reps. Like, I know it's preseason, but new regime. You're not resting guys. Guys have something to prove, something to earn. And they went out there and they played a couple series and they got off the field safely. How about Richie James? Did anybody talk about him yet? I think the guys were talking about him on the post-game show a little bit, so you probably heard that if you were listening over an hour ago. Interested to see what the wide receivers look like for the Giants. I just mentioned Kenny Golladay, and with the contract that he has, he's got to break out this year. Just catch the ball. He's got to be the deep threat, the guy that can dominate smaller corners. But then you have speedy guys. You have Wandale Robinson. You have Kadarius Toney. You're looking for them to do anything they can with the ball. They got to stay healthy. They got to stay on the field. Sterling Shepard, I'm not sure about. We'll see. He's physically unable to perform right now, but he'll be back at some point. I just mentioned Richie James. Darius Slayton, you saw him getting active tonight. He had the ball early. They have some playmakers. They have some guys. And the most important playmaker they have is Saquon Barkley. They got to use him the right way. And I think Daboll will. So call me up if you want to talk Giants, if you want to talk Jets, Dwayne Brown. I think I said the most intriguing part for me today watching one Jets drive was thinking about these two veteran linebackers in C.J. Mosley and Quan Alexander. If they are ready to go, if they still have it in their tank, like those are solid guys to have. Quan Alexander is wearing number 9, 6'1", 227. He's age 28 in his 8th season out of LSU. And then where's the info on Mosley? I don't know off the top of my head. But he's been in the league for a while. You remember seeing him with the Ravens. And he's a leader of the team, number 57. He's 6'2", 231, age 30 in season 8. So you've got two SEC linebackers in year 8, one from LSU, one from Alabama. If these guys are healthy, man, they change that defense. That defensive line should be improved, and the secondary should be improved as well. Oh, DJ Reed. You got a good look at DJ Reed from Seattle in one Jets drive. Wearing that number 4, too. I like that. That's a clean jersey, that green number 4. And then you would hope that Ahmad Sauce Gardner is the corner on the other side from him. But it's training camp. It's yet to be seen. They have Hall. They have Echols. They have some other guys that are probably in the mix. They also have a guy in the mix that I played football with in high school, Vinny Curry. I know he got hurt early in camp, but look out for Vinny Curry, number 99, D-line, 6'3", 279, age 34. And he's 11 years in the league. He went to school at Marshall. Him and I used to work out at Edge Fitness. He's a Neptune Township guy. I'm an Ocean Township guy. Always rooting for Vinny. It's funny. I remember, you know, being young, Vinny was an Eagles fan, and he grows up to play for the Eagles and win a Super Bowl with the Eagles. So, Mr. Get Flea, he's forever goated. Let's go back to the phones and see what they're talking about. Oh, my guy Jimmy in Jersey City. What's up, Jimmy? You're on the Fan.
My man Key, what up?
You know, holding it down. I'm back on the late night. Back on the late night.
All right, man, ain't got nothing to worry about, kid. Just with a little bad streak. Like I told the guy last night, it's like a bad cough. It lingers on for a little bit, but it goes away.
Man, it's been lingering for too long.
That's right, Keith. This happened in 1978. This happened in 2000. What happened in those years?
They won the World Series. They figured it out when they had to figure it out.
They won the World Series. I'm not worried about anything. We got people coming back. We got relievers coming back.
There's some help on the way, but I feel like there's nobody coming to save the day. They have the guys that they have. Those guys got to lock in. They got to get right. They can't be making mental mistakes.
Remember, we just added a couple guys in line. Now, when Stan comes back, goodbye Hicks. There's no more Hicks for the rest of the year. He's gone. So those easy outs we had in the lineup with Gallo, Hicks, even Donaldson there for a while, and Conifalefa, that's going to be all gone. You're going to have 7 hitters at the top of your lineup from LeMayu, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Torres, Benintendi, then we got Conifalefa and Torino. That's it. No more Hicks, no more Gallo, so we don't have to talk about those guys anymore because they're done. But there's nothing to worry about. Take a deep breath. We're all right. And I don't want to play Yankees. I don't want to play the Astros at home. I want to beat them on their turf. You want to beat them, the teams that's our members, so we want to beat them on their turf.
I don't know about that.
I don't want home field advantage.
That's where they cheat. That's where they cheat best. I don't know if I want to go to that house of horrors.
I'm going to say, listen, we don't care where we fight. We want to fight. We want to fight on your turf. Like my turf don't matter, but we're coming to fight. We want to win on their turf so we can get that throw that off our shoulders. So we don't have to worry about that no more in the years coming after this.
I'm glad you still have the confidence.
Yeah, I'm not worried, brother. And like I said, like I tell they mentioned on the Mets staff for the playoffs, listen, Severino will be back. We'll have Montez get on track. We'll have Cole, Montez, Cortez, and Severino. We'll be a tough out. We'll
and
have
Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt was good when he was up with the team. He closed some games. I just saw him dominate tonight. Like, they got to get him back. He's the sixth starter right now.
Well, they never should have sent Marinaccio down. That was dumb.
Yep. But, very, you know, dumb. Albert Abreu, let's see what we can get out of the bargain bin with Albert Abreu. The kid cost us nothing. Nobody wanted him, but the Yankees do.
Hey, Keith, real quick. What's up? Give me your honest opinion. You want Durant gone, right?
At this point, yeah. At this point,
I want him gone.
At this point, I don't think there's any, you know, I said running back, but how do you fix this? I was talking to someone offline about this. I'm like, what does Durant say on media day if he has to run it back?
Exactly. And now let me ask you something. Where, if you had your choice, where would you want to send him?
I wouldn't want to send him to an Eastern Conference team in the Atlantic Division. Like, exactly. I wouldn't want to send him to Philly. I wouldn't want to send him to Boston. Send him to the West.
Send him to Sacramento. That's
yeah,
what I said,
send
right?
him to the Kings or Utah or something. Utah already made the trade for with Gobert. That's why the price for Durant is so high, because they're like, hey, you know, they got a ransom for Gobert. What is Durant worth? Nobody knows. But, yeah, it's too far gone. Well,
like they said, now he's showing his attitude. That's going to shut people off of him.
The thing that grinds my gears with KD was that you didn't have to sign that extension last summer.
Well, he was smart, Keith. He got his money guaranteed. He figured he's going to play this card, get his trade, and go somewhere and still get paid. But, no, you're not going to get what you want. Now you're going to either sit here for 4 years and get out there, or you want to sit on the bench.
Not only did he sign his extension before the season started, after he got swept, he defended Steve Nash.
Yeah, I know exactly. When you sign that extension, you can say, listen, I'll sign it only if you fire Nash. But you didn't say that at that point. But
yeah.
You wanted the money. Now you're playing a different card.
At the end of the day, it's business, bro. And that type of business, for me, it's like you're sending mixed signals. You know, are you in or are you out? You sign the dotted line. The whole year, you were Nets world, going to other stadiums. And talking about how, you know, the Nets fans travel and, oh, my Nets fans got my back and this. And I'm like, was it all fake? Or is KD really this guy that, like, does not care about his legacy at all?
Like I said the other night, Key, let him ship him out to Sacramento. Let him go smoke his weed out there and let him get bullied.
You can't make it easy for him. You know, he wants to go to a contender. Of course, he wants to play for the Suns or the Sixers. Or the Celtics. No way.
Don't grant him his wish. Send him where he don't want to be and let him live with it. Keithy, my man, I'll talk to you during the week. Have a good night, my brother. Don't worry. Yankees going back up to Boston. We're going to get a bat very healthy. Don't worry about it.
Thanks for the call and the positivity, Jimmy. Appreciate it. You got to believe, right? You got to feel like you can win. Jimmy just laid it out for you. Says nothing to panic about, right? That's how you got to be today. It's now Friday. The Yankees will play, you know, the two losses from Tuesday and Wednesday are in the past. Off day is past. The thing about baseball is you get another chance. You get another game. You get another series to right the ship. And hopefully the Yankees come out with the mentality that, hey, we're going to get healthy. And we did create this lead. And we did start the season off with good habits. We can get back to them. This is a bad stretch, a bad rut, but it's just that, a bad stretch. Let's take the break. Let's go to the top of the hour. We'll pay some bills, play the update, 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.